Now to New Mexico, where NPR's John Burnett is outside a polling place at the Zia Middle School in Las Cruces. John, what have you been seeing at the polling places you visited today?
The line started out fairly heavy when people were voting before going to work here in Las Cruces in the far southern part of New Mexico, and then they've tapered off as people have gone to work. But turnout has been pretty brisk. The weather has been beautiful. It's what everybody was hoping for. A lot of thunderstorms across the state late last night. There was some snow in some of the higher mountain elevations, but it's all gone east, and now it's just these crystalline blue skies that New Mexico is famous for.
Now, in the 2000 election, it was just a few hundred votes that gave Al Gore the victory in New Mexico, so votes there could make a difference. Have you been hearing any reports of irregularities?
No, Melissa, I haven't heard anything, any problems except for the garden variety of, you know, some campaign aficionados are within 100 feet of the polling place, and so there have been some complaints on those terms. But really, there is a lot of focus on Las Cruces here in Doña Ana County, because this was the place that pushed Al Gore over the top and gave New Mexico to him. He won by 366 votes, which were part of a group of votes that had not been counted and materialized during the canvassing 4 years ago. And so there is a lot of suspicion by Republicans that could happen again, and a lot of a get-out-the-vote effort on the part of Democrats.
And there's been a particular focus in New Mexico on the Hispanic vote. What are you hearing about that?
Well, you're really seeing it. I mean, some of the voters that I talked to this morning, one of them said that her mother hadn't voted in 12 years, but she was going to she was coming out today for the first time in a while. This is just the very politicized state.
And New Mexico was pretty well trampled ground by both George Bush and John Kerry.
Exactly. The president was here last night, in fact, and so it's they're flattered at all the attention.
John, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Melissa.
NPR's John Burnett in Las Cruces, New Mexico. We also heard from NPR's Ari Shapiro in Miami and Janet Babin of member station WCPN in Cleveland, Ohio.